Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People have been renting and sharing places for decades now, but I think what was missing is a trust in that entire process. You know, when you're sharing a home, and that's one of the, I think, one of the big decisions you make in your life, you don't want to be worrying about, you know, who that person is and can I trust them? What does this place look like? Is it the place that it's supposed to be? So Rumi takes that hassle of sort of trusting the place and the person out of the whole equation, and we do the job to make sure you actually find an amazing place and you can find the right fit to be your next roommate.
How do you do that?
So Rumi is a marketplace, and the way it works is if you have a room, let's say you have a spare room, right, that you're renting out for a month or up to 12 months, you can go on Rumi, use one of our apps from, you know, App Store or Google Play Store or our website, and you can list that room just you would do similar to Airbnb or any other platform, and we would ask you certain information around what the rent is, what the deposit is, tell us more about the place, tell us more about you and what you're looking for in your next roommate. And once that place is listed on Rumi, we do our job to make sure we verify that place, making sure it's actually a legit place or the place that exists, by asking you for a lease or using our algorithms, machine learning and AI. And we do have a team 24/7 verifying all these rooms. The place is live now, and someone else who's now looking to rent out a room, to rent a place, they can go online, find one of these places, and once they find the right place, they can start reaching out to you on the app.
So the client is the lister. Your client is the lister. And Rumi makes revenues by taking a commission of the first year rent or first month, or how do you do that?
Yeah, we do take a small cut. So once you rent the place on Rumi, we take a small cut just like any other platform like Airbnb.
5%, 10%? 10%. Okay. And so how do you... you've now have someone interested in this verified listing. Now, how do you further get them to feel comfortable with each other?
So one of the things we did at Rumi from day one is take a new approach and build everything from ground up. So instead of aggregating listings or rooms from any random place, we had our own user base list all the rooms on the platform. So that was the start of building a very verified structure or having our own rooms from real people.
So that means that your base is built on people who are willing to pay you a commission to find them a roommate they can get along with?
So we don't get a commission like that. But
no, but when they rent it.
When they rent it, yeah. Well, but it's built on people posting instead of, you know, we are taking the listings from some other place or right, landlords or any feed or aggregation sort of systems. So it's real people coming in Rumi, right, listing their place, and then we verify each and every place using machine learning, AI, and a team of professionals that work 24/7.
Do you ever go out and look at a place? I mean, you don't have to do that. I mean,
at scale, you know, I think our systems can do it. They can verify a place without us right, visiting the actual place.
Right.
But what we also do on the other side, when you apply to rent that place, we also verify all these people. And it starts with basic information like, you know, Facebook verification or LinkedIn job information, but it goes beyond that to get your ID verified, get you a background check. So that sort of goes in extreme to make sure, hey, you're actually been verified now. And when you're reaching out to someone on the platform, it's now much easier because you're not worrying about that stuff.
What I was getting at is that by not aggregating, you are building a base of potentially serious customers. In other words, it's they're offering you a commission if you rent for them. So this is not just somebody going on there with no thought.
Yeah, but I think commission sort of comes after.
Right.
I think, and you're right. You know, what happens is if you have everyone verified, you sort of everyone is playing by the same rules, right?
Right.
Everyone believes in building a much safer community.
Right.
What that does now, everyone thinks, hey, that's something that we don't have to worry about, the trust part, or trusting people or sort of verifying people.
So how does it work? So the potential renter goes and meets the apartment or homeowner. And do they meet once or twice, or they decide, yeah, let's do it or not? Tell us what happens in
the
real
world. So you start by chatting. Let's say I find a place that I really like.
Right.
And I check out your profile. Let's say it's a great roommate, and I want to sort of talk further. You can now start the communication on Roomie. It's all secure. And I would ask certain questions around, you know, it's definitely available, but, you know, tell me more about yourself, maybe about the neighborhood, maybe about the place now. And if it all seems great, then we would probably fix a meeting or schedule something where I can go and see the place.
Right.
Once you see the place, you discuss, of course, the details and when you're going to move in or if you're going to move in. And when that happens, you go back to Roomie and finish that transaction on Roomie.
I'm just curious what happens behind closed doors. Do people meet once or twice? How often do they say, I don't know if I was comfortable with this person? What really happens?
I think if you sort of take Roomie out of the equation nowadays, right, and you're meeting random people
with
no idea who they are, I think you would probably spend a lot of time in trying to find the right place and right people. But since we do so much of work upfront, I think it's very straightforward, right? Because you can keep browsing people and keep browsing places. Once you find the right fit, then it's all about, do I really want to go and see the place? If you're going to go and see the place, or maybe a few places, you'll probably make a decision pretty quickly.
So people find places quicker through Roomie? What are your main selling points to renters?
One of the big ones we really focus on is trust.
Right.
I think sharing economy depends on trust. You renting something on Airbnb or getting an Uber at Uber Pool with random people, you sort of trust that they did the job to make sure, you know, everyone is safe and you have been verified. So Roomie took the same approach, right? I think trust is a for us is a core for a company. And what we've done, not only do the ID checks and background checks, go beyond that and we launch online bookings, that the payment system you've been talking about, right? And once you find a place right now, the whole where the money goes and how it goes is sort of a very gray area right now, right?
Right.
I can give you the deposit, maybe I show up next day and I don't know what's going to happen to it, right? But with Roomie, you sort of go back to Roomie and say, hey, I'm going to rent this on Roomie. So we would hold that deposit for a month and we would keep it until you actually move in. Beyond that, what we would also make sure that we create good payment history and so you can verify now a better tenant based on not just verification but also payment history. So we launched Roomie Pay, where once you book a place in Roomie, you can start paying your rent every single month using Roomie Pay. Now what that does, you're adding the extra layer of safety and security. I can now see not only I like you as a roommate and I trust you because you've done all the verification, I can also see you're someone who pays on time. I mean, that's a really big deal when you're looking for a roommate.
Why do you think real estate firms or banks didn't do this? This all seems like such a great, obvious service to start once you explain it. Yet here was this wide open market.
You know, I always believe that, you know, my generation and the next ones are going to be sharing. This is something, a lifestyle change or a generational shift, you can call it. And the reason is now it's so expensive to afford to live by yourself. It's extremely expensive. So all you do is start sharing. And I think our generation values, you know, experiences more than just like renting by yourself and then spending all that money on just rent. So I think people just didn't see the value early on that what's really happening, where we're headed as a generation. And I think now everything is shared, and I believe that it's going to be shared. And if it's going to be shared, we got to build new systems. Because the big problem that we found is the two people renting with each other. It's not that you're the landlord and I'm the tenant, right? If you go to a landlord, the landlord would know how to deal with a regular tenant. They would ask you for IDs, ask you for credit, ask you for payment information. They would make sure that you can pay on time and you're a good tenant. But now when two people are renting, but they're not landlords, they don't know how to act like a landlord. They just act like regular people who just believe in sharing and want to have a great time. So now we had to build and connect these systems to make sure, hey, we're going to take care of the trust. We're going to take care of the payment systems. We're going to build a whole new economy where you just going to find an amazing place and have a great time with these roommates.
See, that's so interesting, because what you describe is that you, Ajay, saw rising demand, a rising need, and the existing industry structure didn't see it because they're not you. They're not of your generation.
You know, I have lived this problem myself for over a decade, and I thought I'm the only one. And I look around, all of my friends are renting and sharing, and I felt this is not us, but it's more than us. So many millions of people are now struggling to sort of find a place that they can share with other people.
So what do you do now? How do you grow Roomy? Where do you go from here?
We're just getting started. We're building the layer, the first layer of sort of the trust layer and the share economy. And what we do now is focus on one city at a time. So, I mean, we believe there's 20 plus cities around the world that is going to sort of form 80% of our market.
How do you, Ajay, prevent somebody from copying you in those other 19 cities? What can you do?
You know, there are sites who offer similar services, and I think it goes back to your core values, you know, what you really believe in. And, you know, there are random websites that you can go today and list a place, and I can bet you that would get approved instantly without no one really caring about if it's a good place, if it's a bad place. You know, on Roomy, our approval rate is around 80%. That means 20% of the rooms posted never makes it to the platform.
So unlike most companies, you can boast of a high disapproval rate.
If you say so.
Right?
I think it's really about, like, we care so much about trust. And so we know that over time, when just everyone wants to join Roomy, because this is the least of their worries that, hey, what if I find a bad place? What if I sort of get in a bad situation? So we can compete using a trust with any company out there, because it's just so hard to build it. And it requires data collection, right? I mean, we've been looking at data and processing the data for the past few years. So to really analyze everything using machine learning or AI, you need a lot of data. So we can use our data as something that other people won't have once you start the company. I mean, you know, you don't have any data when you start a company.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.